takeaway on Lindy's book.
Well, I mean, it's fun to be reminded that your friend is a good writer.
Yes. And always horrible if you get the opposite reminder and you read right. a friend's book.
Lindy is somebody who has written about gender and written about bodies and written about culture for such a long time, but usually has done it through essays and analysis. And there's always been an element of autobiography in there. Like, her own story has always been very present. But the way that this managed to take a very specific story and turn into something that allowed me to understand conceptually the way that gender and bodies and desire, like, interact in our society and in our view of ourselves was so, like, specific and universal in a way that was really beautiful. And there's something so nice about the fact that, like, she writes this book that is so full of just, like, little, almost like Dave Barry-ish sort of, like, little adventures, but then just smack you in the face with one line that just sort of encapsulates a shift in her worldview that helps you shift your worldview was really, really great and really, really powerful. This is a deceptively good book, you know?
Yes. Okay, go with me on this. This book is the Eat, Pray, Love of our generation. Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now and we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Let's continue the conversation. I'm saying this in the positive way of, like, Elizabeth Gilbert should have written this. Given how Elizabeth Gilbert's life ended up in a queer relationship, I think she meant to write the book where instead of, like, going to India to do yoga, she got in, like, a dirty old van, drove across the country as Lindy did, and, like, really looked herself in the face. Lindy really deconstructs how to feel love if she feels loved and how she wants to be loved, but is also just, like, in a van, like, camping versus, like, some, I don't know, sometimes I feel like travel books really gross me out. Where they're like, then I went to the steps of the bridge of the water near Paris. And I'm like, I don't care.
Well, and, like, it's interesting because there can be, particularly in Eat, Pray, Love, this very strong element of, like, colonialism in this idea of, like, locations having meaning. And, like, that India is spirituality.
Italy is pasta and going up a jean size.
Yes, and Indonesia is only the good touristy parts, and that's for fucking.
And that's for fucking a hot man who's actually from Brazil.
Right. One of the things that was so interesting about this, again, it's that weird sort of, like, I know Lindy. I, in a series of dinners over the course of several years, have heard about this journey. And so why was I surprised that I got two or three chapters into this book and then I was like, oh, wait, this is a rom-com. Oh, wait, this is an unexpected meet-cute. This is the story of somebody finding a love that's going to change her, but, like, in such, like, interesting different terms with her off on this journey of her own. I really love the way she manages to both use Moby Dick as a reference and a set of images about going into the danger of the unknown, while at the same time having the story feel rooted and real. And then I hung out with Samantha Irby. One of the things I think is, again, this is a deceptively good book, is in her hanging out with Samantha's friend Jesse, in her having this really important spiritual moment with her cousin's friend Rainbow, there's this beautiful way that she builds this structure of the relationship on the other side of the relationship with these other people to keep telling this story of who Roya is to her and how